Good morning, this is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave, and you're listening to Whaler Radio. And joining us this morning is Dawson Farber, the Vice President and Sales Manager of Nauset Marine, which happens to be the world's number one whaler dealer the last 3 years. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very good. How far back does the relationship go between Nauset and Boston Whaler?
Nauset Marine started as a Boston Whaler dealer in 1961, I believe. So we were one of their original dealers. We're located on Cape Cod, which is, you know, basically about an hour and 10 minutes away from the original Boston Whaler plant, which was in Rockland, Mass., just south of Boston.
So you're right in Whaler's backyard.
Well, we were until they moved to Edgewater, Florida a few years ago. Now it's much harder for us to get our boats. We have to take them in on trucks, catch-as-catch-can, where we used to be able to pick them up for years in a row. In fact, in the real old days, back in the 60s, we used to get one-boat deliveries from Dick Fisher, who lived right here in Orleans, and he'd come down on weekends with his wife and, you know, drop a boat off in the yard and take a rag and wipe up the ones that we had out here if they had a spot of dirt on them or something and go from there.
So you got personal delivery from Dick Fisher.
Absolutely.
Very good.
He was a character.
Very good. You know, one of the other vendors we spoke with described Dick Fisher kind of affectionately as a tough old bird. How is he to do business with as a seller of his products?
Dick was an extremely sensitive individual to his product. You know, he wanted it displayed properly. He expected it to be, you know, clean and neat and well presented at all times. He delivered product the way he expected it to be shown. So, from that standpoint, he had a very high expectation level, which I think has shown very well for our company over the years. You know, we expect to do the same thing for the retail public. The product that we put out in Boston Whaler, you know, we're very proud of what we put out.
It sounded to me like he made a lot of the vendors, get over a pretty high hurdle to become vendors. Did he make the same demands on the sellers? Did you have to specially qualify to be a Boston Whaler?
Well, I think in the startup of the company, what Dick was looking for, you know, was specific locations. Certainly, it's a lot easier for him in a startup situation to work close to home. So, you know, being on Cape Cod, you know, we were kind of a natural down here. We had picked up on it originally at a boat show back in that early 60s era. And, you know, certainly, you know, we had to stick our neck out and, you know, tell him, hey, you know, we'd like to be on this bandwagon. He spent time certainly looking at our company to make sure that it's the type of place that he wanted to, you know, have as a Boston Whaler dealer. The fact that he had a summer home and, you know, lived down on the Cape here certainly didn't hurt at all because he had watched our company start to grow. When I first came in here to work, it was in 1964. The place was kind of a little mom-and-pop gas station, and we, did work on outboard motors and sold Boston Whalers and fixed lawnmowers and serviced the local electric company and telephone company trucks. Back in that era, we were called Nauset Auto and Marine, and it wasn't until the late 60s that we dropped the auto out of it and went, you know, full-blown into, you know, just marine work. And the company is still owned by the same family that started it back in the early 60s.
What was the initial market reaction to the Whaler? Did the boating public embrace it, or did they think it was kind of strange?
My recollection, and this goes back a number of years, is that it was an extremely popular boat here on Cape Cod. The whole center console concept that came out with the 17-foot boats was nothing but a very positive reception by the retail public. It was an ideal boat for, you know, Cape Cod and the inland, you know, bodies of water here, and occasionally you could scoot offshore and go bass fishing or something. But, you know, if you were taking your family to the beach, you know, the shallow draft lets you get right up onto the beach. You know, even mom and the kids could push the boat off, be it a 13 or a 17, if the tide went out around you. So it was an extremely popular boat in our area, and it was so dramatically different than anything else that was, you know, on the marketplace, you know, at that time, that it was a natural to, you know, to catch on.
Besides the reputation of Boston Whaler, what features now do you think are the most influential in making people choose Whaler over other boats?
I think right now, if I were to look at it, you know, a lot of people perceive Boston Whaler as being a fishing boat company, and it really isn't. It's a family boat company. It's really centered around the center console concept with a few of the cabin models as you grow in size. You know, so people have a place to go from a small center console right up into you know, a full-blown 34-foot cabin boat right now. But the whole concept, I think, was a very positive move from Dick Fisher's standpoint as far as, you know, this is going to be a family boat that you can fish out of. I think that that's the direction that we've let it ride on here. And certainly the vast majority of our sales are, you know, to families who use them in all forms of recreation, not just fishing.
Are Whaler customers today, are they different from, say, the customers you had in the 60s and 70s?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, basically, Cape Cod is a tourist-driven environment down here. The one thing that we have noticed over the years, certainly, is that when the economy had, you know, ups and downs, Cape Cod, in many ways, was insulated to an awful lot of that because the people that were coming here, you know, were already pretty well-to-do. And they were coming to a second home or a third home or something. The key to it, I think, you know, from our perspective, has been giving good customer service, you know, through the years. Because most of our, you know, clients here, you know, call us on the phone and say, you know, put my boat in the water for Memorial Day weekend. We may never even see the people. And this has happened so frequently, you know, the number of boat sales that I've done, you know, hundreds over the years, where I've actually literally never met the people. It's all been done, you know, by telephone and more recently by fax and email.
So you don't really have to sell them on the Whaler. They just come in and buy it.
Well, you know, the Whaler brand name is world recognized. I don't think there's probably another boat line that's more, you know, recognized worldwide than Boston Whaler. You know, I spent some travel time in Europe. You mentioned it to somebody that you're in the boat business, and then you tell them that you're a Boston Whaler dealer, and there's instant name recognition. So it's not just in this country. It's a worldwide, you know, product recognition.
We've got some more interesting questions and responses from Dawson Farber in part two of this interview coming right up.